Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going straight into a very specific jungle and old-school DNB editor move, taking a think-style break role and making it feel wider and more exciting, without your mix suddenly losing punch or eating all your headroom. Because here's the classic trap, you hear that role, you want it to explode in stereo, so you widen the whole break bus and suddenly your kick feels smaller, the snare gets hollow, your meters jump, and the groove loses authority. We're not doing that. We're going to build a dedicated wide roll layer that sits around your main break. Main break stays solid and mono-compatible. The roll becomes your hype switch. Width, motion, sparkle, but controlled. And you can automate it like a proper jungle edit, so it comes alive in fills and transitions, then snaps back for the drop. Alright, let's set up the session first, because headroom is not optional with this stuff. Set your tempo somewhere in the jungle zone, like 165 to 175 BPM. If you want the classic feel, park it at 170. Now go to your drum bus or break bus, wherever your main break is living. First device in the chain, drop in utility, and pull the gain down to -6 dB. That's just a safety pad. You want your bus peaking roughly around -6 to -3 dBFS, before you start doing width tricks. Quick teacher note, widening doesn't always look louder on the fader, but it often increases peak activity and density. If you start too hot, you'll end up compressing or limiting just to survive, and that's how you lose the snap. Now we need the think roll itself. You've got two clean ways to get there, slicing to MIDI for classic chop control, or resampling an audio roll with beat repeat. Pick whichever matches your workflow. If you want the fast, classic approach, drop your think break on an audio track, then right-click and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by Transient. Ableton builds a drum rack with all your slices. Now program a roll in a MIDI clip. Classic jungle urgency is 16th notes. And then, for that old-school low moment right before a snare, pepper in a few 30-second stutters. Not everywhere. Just as an answer to the snare, like the roll is speaking back to it. If you'd rather do it as audio, duplicate the break to a new audio track and name it Roll SRC. Add beat repeat. Set interval to 1 bar or 2 bars. Set grid to 1/16. Variation at 0 so it stays locked. Chance at 100% for now, because later you'll automate when it happens. Gate around 50 to 80%. Shorter gate equals tighter roll. And a jungle tip that'll save you from messy edits. Rolls feel best when they answer the snare, not when they smear across the whole bar. Think punctuation, not blur. Cool. Either way, the next move is the secret to keeping headroom. We're not widening the main break. We're making a separate layer that is designed to be wide. Create a new audio track and call it Wide Roll. If your roll is coming from sliced MIDI, resample it to audio. You can do that by setting an audio track's input to resampling and recording, or by freezing and flattening the roll track. If your roll is coming from beat repeat on Roll SRC, resample the moment you like and drop that audio onto Wide Roll. Now you've got a dedicated roll layer you can treat like special effects. This is where we keep the main drum safe. First device on Wide Roll, EQ8. High pass it. Start around 200 Hz, and adjust in the 150 to 250 Hz range depending on how heavy your break is. Why are we doing this so early? Because the low end is where stereo width turns into phase problems and headroom spikes. Low frequencies want to be centered. The main break keeps the meat. The wide roll is mostly about upper mids and top end excitement. If the roll is biting too hard in the presence zone, you can also do a tiny dip around 2 to 4 kHz. Nothing dramatic, just enough so it doesn't feel like it's slicing your face off when it comes in. Now let's create width safely with an M/S mindset using stock live devices. Method 1 is the simple, reliable one. Utility width plus some mid/side EQ shaping. On wide roll, add utility. Set width somewhere around 130 to 160%. Start at 140. Then turn on bass mono and set it somewhere around 180 to 250 Hz. This is basically the seatbelt. Even if something low sneaks into this layer, it gets pulled back to the center. After utility, add another EQ8. Set EQ8 to M/S mode. Now we're going to aim the excitement. On the side channel, add a gentle high shelf, plus 1 to plus 3 dB. Somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz, that adds air and that fizzy stereo sparkle that feels like jungle. If it gets harsh, do a narrow dip around 7 kHz, maybe minus 2 dB. On the mid channel, if the roll feels boxy, dip a tiny bit around 200 to 500 Hz, like minus 1 or minus 2. Remember, we already high passed, so this is just cleanup. This works because we're widening only the roll layer, keeping the lows disciplined, and shaping the side so the width reads as shine, not mud. Method 2 is the Ha style micro delay. This is the early rave stereo smear vibe, but you have to treat it with respect, because it can flam your transients and collapse weirdly in mono. Add delay, or echo if you want character, but delay is cleaner. Turn link off so left and right can be different. Set feedback to 0. Set dry slash wet to 100%, because this is already a parallel layer. Set the times short. Left around 8 to 12 milliseconds, right around 15 to 22 milliseconds. After the delay, put EQ 8 again. High pass at 200 to 300 Hz. Optional. Low pass around 10 to 14 kHz if it gets fizzy. If you hear the roll start to flam, like it's two drummers slightly out of sync, shorten the delay times or simply turn the wide roll layer down. With Haas, volume is part of the sound design. Now, width is cool, but static width can feel fake. Jungle edits feel alive because there's motion. So we'll add movement, but we're not trying to make anyone seasick. On wide roll, add auto pan. Set amount around 20 to 40%. Rate at 1/8 or 1/16. Use sign for smooth, saw for edgier. And here's a key detail, phase. If phase is at 0 degrees, you'll get more left-right movement. If it's at 180, it gets more extreme, kind of like a side flip feel. Try both quickly and pick the one that matches your groove. Teacher note: if autopan starts blurring the rhythm, don't force it. Lower the amount, or switch the motion to something tonal instead, like automating your width amount or your side high shelf. Movement doesn't have to be literal panning, it can be a feeling of opening up. Now we control peaks, because this is where people lose headroom. A widened layer can add peak density and trigger compressors and limiters upstream in a nasty way. At the end of the wide roll chain, add glue compressor. Set attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2:1. Then pull the threshold down until you're seeing 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction during the roll. After that, add a limiter. Set the ceiling to minus 1 dB. You don't want it smashing constantly. It should only catch occasional spikes, ideally less than 2 dB of reduction. And now set the wide roll fader conservatively. Start super low, like minus 18 to minus 12 dB, and bring it up until you feel the width when it's on but you don't hear it as a second drum loop. The magic is when you miss it when it's muted, but it doesn't distract when it's playing. Extra coach trick: if your roll is really spiky, do a little peak shaving before compression. Put saturator before glue. Turn on soft clip, and drive it just 1 to 3 dB. That rounds the transient so glue doesn't have to work so hard, and your limiter stays calm. Same hype, less true peak drama. Now let's make it performable, because the whole point is you can turn on the hype during fills and then drop back to center for impact. Group your wide roll processing into an audio effect rack. Map a few macros. Macro 1. Widen. Map utility width. Give it a safe range like 120 to 170%. Macro 2. Roll level. Map the rack output or just use track volume, but having it on a macro makes automation easy. Macro 3. Motion. Map auto pan amount from 0 to maybe 45%. Macro 4. Byte. Map your EQ 8 side high shelf gain from 0 to plus 3 dB. Macro 5. Tightness. Map glue threshold in a subtle range so you can grab the roll without flattening it. Now automate it like a classic jungle arrangement. At the end of an 8-bar phrase, ramp roll level up over the last bar. Then, in the last half bar, push width and motion up a bit faster. And right on the drop hit, instantly pull roll level back down, or mute the layer completely, so the main break slam is dead center and heavy. If you want a really DJ-ish trick, in the last eighth note or last quarter note before the drop, briefly collapse the wide roll toward mono, or cut it. That momentary narrowing makes the drop feel wider and heavier even if nothing else changes. It's like a visual zoom in, but for audio. Now, do the mono and phase check. Don't skip it. On your master, temporarily add utility. Set width to 0% to mono the whole track. Listen carefully. If the roll disappears almost entirely in mono, your excitement is living purely in the sides. That's not automatically wrong, but it means on phone speakers the fill might not read. Fix it by reducing width, adding a touch more mid presence, or making sure you're not filtering out all the mid attack. If your snare suddenly feels hollow in mono, your wide roll is fighting the mid channel. Increase the high pass on wide roll, reduce Haas delay times if you're using them, or switch to the utility width method, which tends to be more mono safe. One more advanced coach idea that's worth stealing: treat width as a frequency range, not as a track setting. Your roll feels wide mostly from upper mids and top, roughly 2.5 kHz and up. If you widen a lot of 300 to 900 HE, things get cloudy and your peak meter jumps even when it doesn't sound louder. So if you want the cleanest big width, build a band split rack on wide roll. Make two bands to start simple. A low mid band, high pass around 200 HE, low pass around 2.5 to 3 kHz. Keep it mostly mono or low width. A top band, high pass around 2.5 to 3 kHz, and that's where you do the aggressive width and motion. That move alone makes the roll sound wide and expensive, while your mix stays stable. Now a quick 15-minute practice drill to lock this in. Take a think break. Program a 1-bar roll fill at the end of an 8-bar loop. On wide roll, high pass at 200 HZ. Set utility width to 150%. Bass mono at 220. Auto pan amount 30%. Rate 1/16. Glue doing about 2 dB of gain reduction. Then automate. Roll level up only in bar 8, and automate width from 120 to 160 over the last half bar. Mono check on the master. If the roll vanishes, reduce width or add more mid content. Your goal is simple. In stereo, the fill feels wide and urgent. In mono, it still sounds like a roll. And on the master meter, you don't see the massive new peak jump when the width comes in. A small lift is fine. A huge spike means you're widening low mids or the layers too loud. Let's recap the philosophy so it sticks.